Same thing they do.
Did you pick up on that?
In the other room.
Oh, yeah.
But he's down low now, he ain't here.
Thank you. You know, when you had the fireplace, the thing that you had inside the fireplace to set the wood on, what was that?
That was the bottom of the heater.
Uh-huh.
Oh, talking about the one that had the chimney.
Uh-huh.
We had some dog on. We had dog on.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Two, they made with an elbow that was tall. And then this bottom part of them was big, like made over the elbow, and this bottom part of them in the front was big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we called it a dog iron. Yeah.
What about the part that came out in front of the fireplace that made out of brick or stone that came out?
Had out of brick, and I had it. Papa had them bricks down there over top of that gate.
Mm-hmm.
Had them, that a brick head. We call that the head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we call that our front of the hay.
What about the thing that, well, like they got us up
a shell. That's the shell.
Okay.
We had a shell.
What'd you keep on it?
The clock, and the pictures, and the medicine, what Mama give us. Yeah, we had a shell stuff out. But you know, after we... Papa kept retiring, the shell went out of style. And Papa took the shelf away. And he had no shelf in the house. He left the house there now.
You know, if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood might you use to start it with?
Pine.
Uh-huh.
Pine. Well, I get up some fat pine on the wagon. And start the fire and put oak wood and sweet gum and pine, alum. Well, we use every kind of wood.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We use every kind of wood. But we get some fat pine and start the fire.
Did you ever hear a special name for that fat pine you could use? Did you ever hear that called?
Mm-hmm. Number the pine.
What about kindling or lighter?
Well, you can call it, I'm going to get some kindling, but we would call it pine.
Uh-huh.
Why I get a load of pine to start the fire with, the candle to fire with.
Uh-huh. What about you could take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
It might burn all night?
Sure will, them big back loads.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You've had to do that before.
Yeah, they get them, they have a big knot in them because they couldn't split them. Put them to the back to throw out heat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Smut.
Uh-huh.
That'd be smut.
Do you ever hear another name for that?
Uh-uh. It's smut. We call it smut.
What about the stuff you shovel out of the fireplace?
Them are ashes.
Okay.
Them are ashes.
Did you ever use them for anything?
Mm-hmm. Made the soap out of them.
Uh-huh.
Who drink lime, take them ashes and put them in the ash hopper,
huh?
and drip it, make it lime,
yeah,
and put and drip that lime and take that in that lime and put some, go out and get some cow bones.
Get some cow bones?
Get the cow bones out the cow died and make soap out of it.
How would you use the bones?
You see the cow be done died and rotted and the bones be done got, the meat be done got off the bone. We take it and put in the pot of soap.
Uh-huh.
And that lye would eat the bones up and have some soap, make good thick soap.
Weren't the bones a little bit rough when they were
Real
smooth?
Now the bone was rough where the cow, the meat was that awful. But we drop them in that lye would eat them up. Yeah, the lye was strong to eat them up.
Uh-huh.